Wow.
Good morning.
How are you? Are you better? Getting better, getting worse? Why? Don't be frustrated. Just pray. I'm telling you, there's great things coming on the horizon. Tuesday. I'm going to do the show from Sheriff Clark from the crop down in Cleveland. And let me know if there is a banner, if I need to put it up behind us. Okay. So I'll try to put something together so that it, you know, because I'm going to put it sponsored by Salem Media and Tracy and Friends. And so they'll be a part of that event up in Cleveland on next week. And the guy who comes on, what's his name? The other guy. He comes on Sunday nights. Yes. He's going to come in on the heck and sit in with me. And so we'll do some cross promotion there. That work for you guys? Okay, just making sure. I try to be good. You should.
Merge? With who?
A behavioral health practice.
And that's the thing I wish the Mike Pences of the world would understand. That if you got a problem with who I am, your problem is not with me. Your quarrel, sir, is with my creator.
And I get that one of the things about Scripture is different people see different things in it. But at the very least, we should be able to establish that God does not have a political party.
People say, well, Frank, how can you defend him when he's lived such a sordid life?
And that's the thing I wish the Mike Pences of the world would understand.
Change that. Well, good morning and welcome to Tracy and Friends here on WHKZ AM 1440. The call-in number here today is 516-595-8258. I'm Tracy Winbush, and I'm here home alone for those of you on Facebook Live and for those of you who are listening in your car and or listening on Blog Talk Radio. I want you to call in and have a conversation with me. I'm going to be ranting about a lot of stuff today because I just think people are just stupid. And I just don't get it. I'm looking at, you know, as a Christian, I'm trying to figure out, you know, there was a song called You Got Me Humping, Day and Night, Old Baby. I can't remember who it is. And they said, where they at? And I want to know where the Christians are at because I see everything happening all over the world. And I see a group of people who call themselves, called by the name of God, sitting on the sidelines like they're watching a football game. Like, if we don't do anything and we just sit here and pray about it and look at it and say, it'll go away. And I have some news for you. Yesterday I came out of the closet. Today I have news for you. That's not how it works. You got to understand, this is not how it works. You don't go to church on Sunday and pray all week long, go to Bible study, sing songs, jump up and down inside the church and lift your hands up and have a nice and emotional feel, and then go home and be mad all week long, treat everybody like a dog and think that you've done something, especially when the world is going to hell in a handbasket and you don't hear anybody crying foul. And those that are crying foul are not crying foul in the right way. Don't get me wrong. I am going to sometime today get to the Franklin Graham and the Peach Buttigieg. I'm going to get to him in a minute because I got issues with what he said. Because I got these issues there. Then I'm watching the people on the left. They are the whole 20 summit of Democrat people in the race right now are just wonky. They're just weird. And no one's calling anybody out. No one's saying, well, what about me? And then you have the Mueller report, and everybody's mad because it didn't say what they wanted them to say because they wanted it to say something else. And because it didn't say what you wanted it to say to prove what your theory was, the person that did it must be wrong. I'm just saying this is the thinking of America today, and nobody wants to really comprehend that. Does that sound weird to you? Really, I mean, isn't that really weird? And then look at the field. Your top runners of the field of the Democrat Party primary are Bernie Sanders and Joe Biden. Everybody, I think both of them are octogenarians. I think they are. I'm not sure, but if they're not, they're knocking on the door awfully close. Don't get me wrong. I'm not mad. I'm not saying that older people are not. They are the salt of the earth. They have forgotten more than we know. But you mean to tell me in 2019, you can't find anybody that competes on that side that's not 80 plus, and then those 80-year-olds are trying to go back and hopefully. Because they don't have anything on social media. Hopefully, they hope that you will never find out what is in their closet and what's in their sidelines. So you know Joe Biden, he's a friendly guy. So they've already pulled out some stuff on him. But it's really wonky stuff, but it makes a good joke. And then you got Bernie, and Bernie is this utopian socialist, we're going to sing kumbaya, and nobody's paying attention on his side. So my question to you is, where is America? Because this can't be the America that I know. And then where is the Christian? Because there's a bunch of y'all who say that you're Christians and that you're born again and you love God and you love the Bible, and you're standing up on that side going, you know what? These people are good people and we need to go that way. And I'm like, are you kidding me? Do you understand that you can't just condone anything and everything because it's a good idea? That's not how this works, but critical. That's where the preacher, the teacher, the prophet, all that, you can't do it that way. You just can't sit back, watch it on TV. This is not a movie. This is actually real life. And we watch real life now like we're watching television. And so now we get our news from limited sources, and then we sit back and get mad because people are learning things other places. There's no separation between the church and the world, and we wonder what's wrong with the country. It's us. What are we doing for people? And who are we holding accountable? And why are we not holding them accountable? Don't get me wrong. I'm looking at President Trump, and President Trump, that's my cat. He's a funny guy. He really, really is. And y'all need to give him some credit for doing some great things. But when I look at what he's done, only a man that God could have put in office would have made Jerusalem the capital of Israel. You understand that, right? I mean, whether you like him, love him, hate him, want him, you got to understand that. There's no other way. The Golan Heights, come on now. Now, don't get me wrong. He may not be the most politically incorrect president, but remember, he is one of the most politically incorrect presidents who happen to have social media. Only difference between Trump and any other president is that you didn't pay attention to his backstory. Now, there was no media, or there was no network. You got to understand, there was a wire. They're doing good to have pictures. But I'm just saying, things are just really, really weird right now. And no one, come on, guys, some of this is just really, really wonky, and no one's crying foul. No one's telling people how to get out of the mess they're in. No one's doing anything about anything, and they're giving you recycled news that you don't even know what they're talking about. You have no idea what's going on in your communities. You have no idea what's going on in your world. Things are happening every day. You have no idea because we're talking about the past instead of the present. And we are allowing it. We're not saying anything different. Don't we understand that we've got to start doing things differently? And we need to open up, and we need to take authority, and we need to set apart what we're doing. It's not a look. It's not a dance. It's not where you go. It's who you are, and you ought to have standards. But those standards are not limited to drinking, smoking, cussing, dancing. It's the standards go beyond that. It's holding people accountable, saying when there's a foul. And right now, when you see a basketball game, there's fouls. We know how to call them there, but we don't know how to call them in life. We don't call them out in our own family. We allow our children to rule us today and wonder why no one can rule anything. That's opposite. You are supposed to be the adult. You're supposed to train your children. There's supposed to be an order. There's supposed to be a hierarchy. There's supposed to be a difference. And right now, there's no difference at all. As a matter of fact, you're doing better outside than you're doing in. And we're chasing more people outside the doors than we're inviting them in. Because we belong outside. We belong with people and loving on them and supporting them and holding them accountable and showing forth standards and giving them love and compassion. That's what we do. That's what we're supposed to be. And that's what America is supposed to be. Not everyone will always do it. But those of us who know that this is a country that was established by God, we need to hold up a standard, because right now the erosion of our standards are going away very, very rapidly, and we're not paying attention. Freedom is not free. Freedom is not free. You have to work at freedom. I heard Bishop Wagner, who was a pastor here in Youngstown, I heard him say that the problem with the Israelites is that they had been in slavery so long that when they got thirsty, instead of them going and digging a well, they complained. They dug wells all those years, but instead of them going and digging a well, they expected for someone to dig the well for them because they had a slave mentality, and the master always had what they needed right there, and so they never had to go and get it. And we're going to have to start going outside of our four walls and going and get something. Go do something. Go to work. Get a job. Encourage one another. Be nice to one another. Smile. How hard is that? It's not like pulling teeth. Good morning, Pianchi. How are you?
Doing fine.
Tracy, how are you doing?
Man, I'm trying to figure out why people are stupid.
Well, Tracy, why did you pick such a hard one?
Oh,
there's a lot of easier. There's a lot of easier equations out there. You picked one of the hardest ones there are. Did you check the message I sent you?
No, I didn't see it.
Yeah, there's a guest you should have on the show.
Okay.
He talks about the National Society of Black Engineers, which Ohio is in his region, Region 4. But no, trying to figure out why people are so stupid, to a lesser degree dumb, is a very, very hard equation for you to try to crack.
I mean, do you realize people just, they just don't think anymore?
They don't. They respond to emotions. Most of your TV programs are like that. They're 5-second bursts of this, that, and the other.
And so my question is, why is it that the other people who are awake are not crying foul? There's no crying in the streets telling people to wake up. There's no energy for people to want other people to become better so America can become better. I don't, for some reason, we think that we can build America without one another, without God, without unity, and we can be an island unto ourselves.
Well, a lot of that had to do with your last president when he put he tried to change things to the extreme.
Hold on, Pop, I'll be right there. Let me take my break real quick. When I come back, give me the answer. You're listening to Tracy and Friends here on WHKZ AM 1440. My call-in number here is 516-595-8258. When we come back, we're going to listen to what Bob Pianchi has to say about this subject. It ought to be good. We'll be right back. Where did you send the message, Pianchi?
I sent it via Facebook. I told Styx about it, too. Yeah, he'll be
okay.
A good person to come on
it's
and talk
so
about.
Styx is getting for
yeah, he talk about that organization. It's been around since 1972, doing a marvelous thing, trying to prepare African-American kids for STEM.
Okay.
We have to start recognizing young people that do the right thing. They never get any play.
They're
suffering.
Unless they play basketball, football, or basketball and football, that's all. Or act, maybe. We do not celebrate education at all.
What do you think about Joe Biden's new strategist, Simone Sanders?
I understand the strategy. I just want to know how you're going to come back around.
Well, I wasn't going to say that.
I'm just saying. What?
I don't want to get in trouble, but I think she's got strong ties with Black Lives Matter.
Are we surprised by that?
Yeah, but whites can't say white lives matters without getting ridiculed and have guns pointed at them.
Hold on, Bianca, I got to come back up. Well, we're back, and you're listening to Tracy and Friends here on WHKZ AM 1440. My call-in number here is 516-595-8258, and I've got Pianchi on the phone. Pianchi has been with us and has been a supporting cast member of Tracy and Friends for quite some time. And you're in Louisiana now, Pianchi?
Right now, yes. Right. I'm in heaven.
Now, you ain't in heaven. You're in Louisiana, but you got good food.
You get that right.
Down there is amazing.
Mm-hmm.
And right before I went to break, you were talking about, I was saying why people are stupid. And you were saying that and during the break, you were telling me we need to celebrate our young people. So tell me what you were saying right before the break and where you were segueing.
Well, I was telling you that the reason why people are so stupid, and you could see it played out with the last president, how he tried to change things from a mediocre to an extreme. In particular, the thing with transgender bathrooms, and to threaten to withhold funding to states that did not comply, threatening to withhold funding to school districts. Now, when Donald Trump makes certain suggestions along the same way with sanctuary cities, he get demonized. Well, nobody demonized Barack Obama.
But Barack Obama was special. Because remember, there are Democrat rules and Republican rules. Because remember, the Democrats have been hijacked. The Democrats have been hijacked by the progressives, but the Republican Party has been hijacked by Donald Trump.
Well, he surely was special. Joe Biden said that in a speech, didn't he? Saying he was articulate, well-groomed, well-spoken.
That's what he said.
Somebody else said he had the right complexion.
That's what he said. But that's different. You got to understand that's different speak. That's like, remember, was it Hillary Clinton talking about colored people time? You got Bird. You got to remember, whoever, it depends on who says what, if it means anything. And my question is, why is it that we are in this vacuum that we do not call right, right, and right, wrong, wrong, no matter who says it and no matter who does it? It's almost like they're in a spell. They've been put into a trance that if the R bell rings and they say something stupid, it's got to be this. But if the D bell rings and they say something stupid, they really didn't mean it. You can't tell me that's not a problem in this country.
Well, it is, Tracy. Look what Joe Biden said on the floor when he was talking about the crime bill. And he so mischievously labeled black kids as savages, beyond the pale. He labeled them as monsters and predators right there on the floor.
Well, that's okay.
And he didn't hold it. Tracy,
remember,
can't
back,
be okay.
That's okay, because remember, he came back out and told them that Romney back in 12 told them they're going to put y'all back in chains. And what did they do?
Well,
I mean,
why is it
happening?
Why is it that we can go back during the time of Moses against Judge Roy Moore there in Alabama and Judge Kavanaugh, but we seemingly forget what Joe Biden said back a few decades ago?
I told you they're under a spell. There's no other way to acknowledge it. That's what I'm saying, even about the black church. Remember, Bianchi, I know that you're not a big believer in God or anything. Am I correct?
I'm not no big believer in anything.
But hold on.
I respect those that do.
Remember when we were kids, you had the sanctified
mm-hmm.
church, the holiness
yeah.
roller church. Remember that?
Mm-hmm.
And remember, they was yelling loud about a whole lot of stuff. Where do you hear them now? Remember, they talked about TVs, pants, skirts, socks, shoes, patent leather, red. Where are those people now? That's what I'm saying. You couldn't wear shorts. They couldn't play football. You couldn't play cards. No, that's the eye of the devil. Couldn't all that. So now, and don't get me wrong. None of that stuff going to break you into hell or keep you out of heaven. So now my question is, now we're talking about real heaven and hell issues, real things, gender fluid. We're talking about, you know, dogs are better than kids. We're talking about kids who are going to school and not getting educated. You can't read the Bible if you can't read. Where are those people at today? They're raising a lot of money. But what
that's
are they
a lot,
doing?
That's a good question.
Where are they at? So, and they get on TV. Why are these people not saying what you're listening to is wrong, in error? Take another set of ears and put them up, because what you're hearing is noise that is keeping you distracted from where you need to go. How in the world do you tell me if a child is born a boy, he's got until he's 5 years old to pick what one he wants to be, when at 5 years old you shouldn't know what you are in the first place? You just ought to be a little kid.
Well, you know, another thing I disapprove of are these TV programs and cartoons where you got animals dressed up like people and talking. I would never let my kids look at that.
I was sitting in church on Sunday, and they told me we weren't allowed to play with cards. We got kids in church playing with Pokemon. Are you kidding me? Don't you know? And that goes back to people don't know what they don't know. And we're going to have to start sounding the alarm, those of us that do know, telling those of them that don't know, that what you're getting ready to do is die. Because those are not showers. Those are gas chambers.
Yeah, and you got men standing around with an erection in the same shower you about getting ready to get into.
And nobody says anything. They tell me the high schools are like sex machines. They're crazy. Because we're allowing children to become sexualized too early. Children should not be sexualized at an early age. That's the adult's fault.
Then you had a high school where you had two white girls was holding a Mike Pence and Donald Trump banner 2020, and they got suspended.
Well, you can't be with the enemy. Trump was the enemy because he said the P word. He said one day, if you want to, if you're a celebrity, you can grab somebody by the P word and they'll let you. It's the truth. I hate to tell you all that. I've watched them do it. And the girls go, he my foot. Bianchi, am I lying? You've dated several women, haven't you? You've gone out.
You are telling the truth, Tracy.
And do you not is it not true that women actually guide where we go with the conversation in most cases, unless you just got a dog?
A dog that barks. You're absolutely right.
So if you play with a dog, he'll bite you. But if you treat him right, he'll respect you.
Mm-hmm.
So where do we get this, he grabbed me, and you come back 40 years later talking about, it hurt my heart and I couldn't get ahead, but I'm a millionaire now? What in the world are you talking about?
Well, it's the times that we're in, and it didn't happen overnight. People could see it building up. We used to talk about it, talk against it, that is. And we were shunned it and say, oh, they're just being who they are. And now we see the ramification of it.
So when do we say cry foul? When do we stand up as a community, as a nation, as a church? When do we start hearing the cry of the opposition? Why is everybody sitting on the sidelines watching it like it's a movie and it's not going to affect them? Do we not realize that if we don't make changes today, it's going to affect our tomorrow? And I'm not talking about global warming. I'm talking about America. We live good here.
Best place in the world.
Even when we live bad, we live good here.
You're absolutely right.
So when do we understand that if we don't take care of what we have, we can lose it?
And there are people that's trying to destroy a movement, should I say, the fabric of the United States.
I'm just amazed why the silence.
I was dismayed on Joe Biden when he opened up in Charlottesville making these statements attacking Donald Trump, saying that when Donald Trump said there's good people on either side, then Joe Biden said there's Nazis on this side, that Donald Trump said that they are fine people. Well, he never specifically called out any particular group or organization. He looked at it and said there's good, fine people on both sides, which there were. They may have had different alternative motives. Some of them was demonic. That don't mean he recognized Nazis. He didn't.
You know what's funny, Bianchi? Over the years, you and I have disagreed on some things. But don't make you a bad person. We just don't agree.
Absolutely. We agree on more things than not.
So when does my disagreement with you become, I don't like you, I just disagree? Hold on, I'm going to take a break real quick. You're listening to Tracy and Friends here on WHKZ AM 1440. The call-in number here is 516-595-8258. We'll be right back.
Well, I tell you one thing, they really starting to play on the black vote early.
They have to. The problem is, we fickle. We're not going to stay.
I don't see how blacks could be so naive, man.
Because
at this
we won't
point
educate
in history.
Them. We don't educate them. We don't let them know. Good morning, 881. How are you?
Good morning, Tracy.
How you doing? Hold on. I'm still at my break.
I know.
How you been?
I've been all right. I had to throw the penalty flag on y'all. Y'all said something wrong.
What did I say wrong? Oh, wait a minute. Well, you got to tell me on air. You got to tell me what I said wrong on air. Hold on. Hold on to it.
Okay.
But you can't tell me we folks ain't crazy.
Oh, yeah, but that's been forever, so. That's
life. You've got to be stupid about it.
You've been crazy. Ooh,
then it's like a 28-car vehicle pileup. What you say? Because I got all kinds of stuff going in my ear.
That's another thing. People are always in a damn hurry.
Going nowhere. And I can't say nothing because I like fast cars. I can't. Why do
you
want to mess with me? Hold on, Kevin. I'll be up in a minute. What were you saying?
I can say this off air.
Yeah, you can say it off air. We're live. They can hear us on Blog Talk, but it's not live on the radio.
You ought to
and the radio is my primary. Back. Say that again.
You ought to get back with the Board of Education. They need you.
You need to go away. I'll tell you that. I love you though, and I appreciate it. But,
yeah.
I need to do what I'm doing now and trying to wake people up so that they won't so that they can live.
You can't do both.
I just need you to pray for me.
You can't do both.
We gotta wake people up. We gotta shake people up. We gotta get them out of bed. They gotta start thinking, because if they don't start thinking, if they don't start doing, we're gonna lose.
You can't do both.
No. It's too micro. Call me off the air. You have my number, don't you?
Yeah, I got it.
Call me off the air. Call me off the air about that. I'm going to come back up in just a minute. Hold on.
So, Tracy, this – I got this guy's
– Hold on. Well, we're back, and you're listening to Tracy and Friends here on WHKZ AM 1440. I've called this today's Tracy's Rant, and it's an open mic, and we do this pretty much every day. And we'll go a little bit off the hidden path if you don't go too far, but we do want you to call in and have conversations with us and talk about what's on your mind. I think we do better when we talk about things. We do better when we listen to one another. Even if we don't agree, we need to hear. Hey, Kevin, you're on the phone. You're on the air. Good morning.
Hey, good morning. Hey, what's up, Bianca?
Hello, Kevin. How are you?
I threw the flag on you.
Why? On Bianca or me?
Bianca.
Okay.
He said there's good people on both sides. no one's standing shoulder to shoulder with a Klansman or white supremacist is good. I ain't trying to hear that no kind of way.
That's not true.
That's not true.
Let me tell you why. Let me tell you something. Let me say this.
That's the only thing I can come up with.
Now listen to this. You got to realize, when you are born into a family, there are things that you are taught and you're conditioned to believe. And there are a lot of things that we learn when we get older that we were taught when we were younger that weren't necessarily true and or right. Not saying anything good, bad, or indifferent about the people, but it was how to cut grass or how to thread a needle. And there are times when you find out that you've done something wrong, because I was talking about Pastor Alford yesterday. Pastor Alford came straight out and said he was very racist at one time. He was out of Tennessee, but when he found out that what he was doing was not right, and when he found out that what they had been taught was wrong, he actually dedicated his life to trying to make systemic change. People do change once they know better.
Well, you know, at that rally, you had two sides. And within those two sides, you had people that represent different ideals and different factions. That don't mean that there was not fine people on either side. You could not take a picture and identify by putting an X on the faces of those you considered was representing what we call white supremacy. But here's another thing. When you at the Million Man March, how many black supremacists was in that march? How many black supremacists spoke at the podium? And I know of black nationalist organizations that was there.
That's apples and oranges.
No, it's not apples and oranges. It's people that represent ideas, and they have a right to express their voices without it being impeded. Now, when it results to violence, of course, we don't support that. But if a person has an idea they represent, they have just as much right to express their liberty in protesting as anybody else.
You know, when I was stationed in Fort Steele, Georgia, at the bottom of South Carolina, they do a lot of reenactment. And I saw white men's room, white women's room, and colored. They didn't even separate gender. They just gave us a bathroom, and it was nasty.
But again, that was when?
Oh, that was back when it was Jim Crow.
But let me see this, and I say this, and I was talking to a woman.
It's fighting to keep that up. Leave
let me hold on, Kevin. Listen to what I'm saying. I have fought for things that I thought were right that I got older and found out they may not have been right. And I think we all can say that. But let me say this. The signs of the times that we were in, we don't need to revisit and try to correct. We need to learn from them. And not everyone that was a part of those movements were all bad people. They may have been ignorant people. They may have been unlearned people. They could have had a lot of dynamics with it. Because I look at people who I think are heinous crime criminals, people that eat people and people that do some real stupid stuff. I don't believe children are brought into the world evil, but I think society makes them that way. And we need to be careful because only I can teach a child hate. If I teach a child love, the child will love. Society does that. Our problem is we're not teaching our society anything different. We're teaching them to divide instead of to actually come together as one. We're teaching them that we're teaching them classes. That if you're better than me, if you look better than me, if you dress better than me, if you are skinny, if you are big, if you are little, if you are white. America has been good at pitting people against one another based on who they are and their abilities.
Yeah, I get it.
And they're good at it. The question is, when do we stop allowing a society to pit us against one another and we start unifying and saying, no more?
You never will.
No, we can one at a time. That's the issue. Because when people start coming together.
If you made the whole world white, they would start hating the blondes would hate the redheads and the brunettes
absolutely.
Would like no.
And what I'm saying is, why don't we just make the whole world monolithic? We're all going to not be the same, but we're going to respect people where they are and who they are. And start coming together on what we agree with. Just like, listen, thousands of people get together on Sunday afternoons to watch football because they agree with the sport.
Right.
Why can't Americans come together because they agree that America, it should be better, greater, and we should have a better tomorrow? I can't comprehend that.
Yeah, when you take down Robert E. Lee's statue.
The Brown fans sit with the Brown fans unless you got a ticket and you happen to be a Steelers fan and you can go to the game and you still sit over there and we taunt each other and we disagree, but very, very seldom do we throw you over the balcony.
That did happen, too.
You ain't never been up to the
stadium. I've been to the stadium. I mean, don't get me wrong. I mean, but again, over the balcony, but we still have to learn.
Yeah.
But you know, here's the thing. You know, he may mention a Robert E. Lee statue. You know, there are some places where they're taking down Malcolm X's statue out of the library, taking his signs off the streets, even Obama's signs off the streets as these areas become gentrified. In St. Louis, they wanted to take down Martin Luther King's statue.
I don't blame them. Take them all down. We need to quit deifying these people anyhow. What did you say?
You're right. Take them down.
We need to quit putting people up on pedestals anyhow because they don't belong there.
My daddy was my hero.
That's the problem. The problem is that
yeah.
The parents, my mama was my shero.
There you
we
go.
Mm-hmm. We don't have heroes and sheroes anymore. They have fictitious characters on TV. And we've allowed them to do that instead of them being your heroes, your children. How in the world do you allow them to have a hero and it's not you? And you call yourself a daddy or a mama.
But I see we going to disagree to disagree.
What we disagree on now? I don't disagree with you.
the why I called you is our first point.
We don't disagree.
I'm saying we just disagree to disagree. I'll call you about the board.
I'm not, you agree to disagree.
They got Mohib out of here.
I saw that. But Mohib said Mohib quit.
He should have been. I see why they throw a brick through his window when I start seeing what he was doing.
Listen. I just pray that the young man that's coming in right now will be better, greater, and do the job at hand and will not change everything because he's got a big ego. I think that if we allow him to come in and change everything because of his ego, we will lose. If he will be honest about the programs that are in the schools and keep the ones that are good and throw out the ones that are bad, I will celebrate him till the end.
Okay. I'm going to make 2 points and I'm going to hang up. You should have been standing on the platform and I should have been standing behind you when you just said that. And two, Biden ain't going to win because Kamala Harris is going to be his vice president. That ain't going to work.
None of this is going to work. Biden's not going to work. Kamala Harris not going to work. None of those guys are going to work. Now, they can run if they want to. Run, Forrest, run, but you're not going to make it. Because Trump is on a trajectory that is out of this world.
You know what?
This
will be my last point. More people are going to vote for Trump than you think. They just closet Trump.
That's correct.
Because he's not the flavor of the month, but he does some good things.
Well, the most important thing he's done is he stuck to his promises in his campaign.
He gets demonized for doing that.
It ain't PC for me to say that out loud.
But I was watching the news and they said, I can't believe he's trying to build that wall. All he's trying to do is fulfill his campaign promise.
Yeah, exactly.
So it goes back to what I said when I first came on today. You can't tell me that's not crazy. I demonize you for trying to keep your word.
Tracy, if you ain't crazy, you ain't going to make it. That's what I look at.
Do you guys watch the news?
I don't watch TV.
Do you watch broadcast news?
I don't watch no. CNN, I don't.
You know what? It is the weirdest thing if you watch it. It loops. It doesn't say anything. There's no substance, and it never goes anywhere. So the stories are like looping in circles, and they're scattered all over so that you really don't know what you're watching and where.
Okay.
Because nothing is relative to your life. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You would think that if you watch the news, they would tell you how does this affect your life and your quality of life and who you are and where you're going. You would think, don't you?
Well, the news is 24/7 attacking Donald Trump. It's kind of going to pull back a little bit since this Robbins Mueller report came out, but that's all it was.
But when do we start telling people how that affects their daily life?
Well, you can't because young people aren't being taught to think analytically today. They aren't posed with real hard life questions and problems. They just talk to and talk down to.
What got me was how they pick and choose the stories they go tell.
Yeah. I'm just saying, how are you supposed to get informed about anything? How are you supposed to do anything when you don't get the information to actually discern and or to quantify what's going on in the world around you and how it affects you?
Yeah, that's true.
Well, it's still a double standard. Look at Sarah Sanders when she was ran out of the restaurant. It should have been marching, picketing, and everything else going on there. But no, she deserved it if you listen to the popular thought.
I'm sitting here and I'm talking on the phone, and right now I'm looking at a clip that is talking about Robert Durst. What does Robert Durst have to do with my quality of life? What does the owner of the – is it the Dallas Cowboys?
Well, that's Jerry Jones.
Who's the guy who got caught with the prostitute?
Oh, you talking about Kraft.
What does that have to do with me?
That's hot news.
Robert Kraft What does Robert Kraft have to do with me?
Well, at least he's with a woman.
But what does that have to do with it? It was on all of the news shows. It was featured. What does that have to do with the everyday average person? To put it in the news cycle.
That's Kraft food. That's big news.
That wasn't Kraft food.
You got 5 boxes, a couple cans in your... Yeah, that's what his family owned, Kraft food.
So what does it have to do with me?
Because that's big news. It ain't got nothing
if
to do with me.
If you say so. So my Kraft news is messed up because he got a crazy life at his own personal house. Come on, you guys. That's insane. You're listening to Tracy and Friends here on WHKZ AM 1440. I'm just saying. I got to look him up. I don't think he owns Kraft food. I know he owns a football team. We'll be right back. You said Robert Kraft? Did you say Robert Kraft? Or Kraft? He's not Kraft food, is he?
I don't know. I heard the guy's name. I thought he was a football team.
He's a football owner. Now, that doesn't mean he didn't own Kraft Foods. Robert Kraft.
I thought the name was spelled different.
K-R-O-P-T.
Yeah.
He is Kraft Foods. He's Kraft Foods and the New England Patriots. That'll be good. That'll be good. That'll be a good Friday get out. Well, we're back, and you're listening to Tracy and Friends here on WHKZ AM 1440. I knew he was a football owner. I knew that he got caught trying to find a Winky, and he probably tried to find a Lewinsky, should I say. And his name was Robert Kraft. He does own Kraft Foods. Say that again.
Remington, the Razors.
He is the owner of the National Football League, New England Patriots, Major League Soccer, the England Revolution, Gillette Stadium.
Right.
And he owns the Boston Uprising.
Right. And his family owns Remington Razors.
And I just want y'all to know. But my question is all that. He owns all that. He does really, really good. What does his trying to find a Lewinsky and getting busted have to do with me, Tracy, in Youngstown, Ohio?
He probably was a Donald Trump supporter.
That didn't tell me why. What does that have to do with me?
Well, it doesn't, but the news media are trying to use one to attack the other.
Yeah, he's friends with Trump. And Tracy, let me ask you a question. It's a good segue. That's why I called you. Did you know Bill Cosby was a CEO of AIG?
No, I did not, but I'm not surprised by anything. Bill Cosby Bill Cosby was a very, very smart, powerful, quiet man. I believe there were things that happened because we weren't on the air during that time, I don't believe. But there are some things that happened during that situation. But what they accused him of, what he went to jail for, I am so, so, so very, very, very appalled by and how they went about it. And I also am appalled by how the black community had no response.
Well, Cosby put up a good fight.
Wait a minute. OJ didn't do nothing for nobody. You can't show me where O.J. did nothing for nobody, especially nobody of color. But Bill Cosby, I don't think he was a pedophile. I think he was trying to get... Jeff, you can't call in and do that.
I said, do they have one? Yes.
So you can't... You know what I mean? There's something wrong there. And we should have made them investigate. We should have made them open up cases. We should have dug deeper, just like they did for Kavanaugh.
Right.
We did not come to his aid. And that's our fault. We take them at their word, like everything that they say is true. That's our fault. They lie on us. Do you know how bad they made black people look over the years with media? Have we forgotten? Have we forgotten how they depicted us? Have we forgotten what has gone on? And I'm not talking about white people. I'm talking about society at large. Have we forgotten how we got here?
Yeah.
And now we get here and they turn on somebody who I'm quite sure has taken a whole lot of heat. And we don't even stand up for them. We don't say nothing. But we believe Black Lives Matter. Jeff, your mic is on. Good morning.
My mic is on. I'm in the air.
In the air. Your mic is on.
Don't talk about sports when me or Sticks aren't there, okay? It's all good.
Haven't you seen that everything behind me has something to do with sports today? Because I'm a Muhammad Ali fan.
I'm not looking at you. I'm in my car.
Oh, then good. You're listening to me on 1440. And the signal is great.
Yes. Well, I'm going to have to call in and listen. The signal is beautiful, by the way. But listen, the only reason why Kraft is in the news is because he's Donald Trump's friend, just like Bianchi said. And that's it. They have to make Donald Trump look bad, but it's about to happen. This is my prediction. I'll put it like that. In a few days, you're going to see, about 2 weeks from now, about the 14th, you're going to see a report come out on Mr. Comey. When Mr. Comey's report comes out, it's going to totally flip the script on the Russia collusion, hate Donald Trump, all of this other stuff that has been happening, because it's going to be a matter of national security.
So it's going to come out before
the 15th of May.
Before the 15th of May. I'm going to hold you to it.
Yeah, we'll hold me to it.
I'm
going to
hold you
to it. It's coming.
You heard it here.
You heard it here. Scoop. That's all I want. I can't talk today, so I'll talk to you later.
Goodbye. I just want people to wake up, you know? I just want them to smell the coffee. I want them to know that red is red and white is white and blue is blue and black is black and it is what it is. Not trying to make everything into purple and gray. Because our kids deserve better, and the more we water down the reality of what truth is, the worse our children are becoming.
Well, yeah, unless you have some drastic changes. And also those parents that have a functional family, and we have to admit, you know, there is function and there's unfunction. They have to have the ability to move their children with the plans that they have, which is better for the child. Nobody knows better than the parents and the family.
The problem is, Yonke, they're not parents. I mean,
You have some are, though,
but
Tracy.
Very, very
we have to admit that.
You got to remember, very, very few are, and then remember the nucleus of the family, that with the parents, the grandparents, the aunts and the uncles, the cousins, that network now is almost gone.
You have to have real grandparents, not 35-year-olds.
And how many parents are 35 years old now? How many grandparents? Come on now.
Quite a few.
You can't have 35-year-old grandparents and think you got something.
I'm not 35.
Did you say you were 35?
You mean 35, 50 grandparents.
You can't be 30. Listen, I can't be 35 and be a grandparent, because that means I had you at 16 and you had me, and my kids having kids at 16.
There are some, though. There's a lot of them. Not some. There's a lot of them like that.
I know, and that's not good.
That's only in the Appalachian.
No, it's in the black community.
I
don't know about Appalachian.
Facebook said that very, very few people are parents. They are. They're not. They're friends. They're babysitters. They're something, but they're not parents. Because, see, parents are balanced. That'll be a whole show for a whole nother day. Parents are in the room. Parents say yes, and parents say no, and parents are not your friends. And right now, the society is not making it to where parents can be parents, because you can't really raise your child effectively as you see fit in today's society, no matter what.
Hey, one last question, Tracy.
Yeah.
The doctor told Jeff don't talk. How long is that going to be?
Not long enough. I hope he wasn't listening. Don't tell him, okay?
He listened. I wanted to tell him, but he wouldn't shut up. I'll call you on the
Hey, listen, have a good day today and have a great weekend. Well,
don't forget to let me know, Tracy.
Here on WHKZ AM 1440. My call-in number is 516-595-8258. Have a blessed weekend. Try to stay dry. I hear it's going to be pretty wet here in the Mahoning Valley. We'll see you on Monday. And don't forget, if you're in the Cleveland area and you want to come have lunch with me and Sheriff David Clark, give me a call at 330-720-0000, and we'll make a reservation for you. We'll see you next Monday. God bless and have a good weekend.
Don't forget to let me know, Tracy.
Pianki, give me that number.
You just want him to call in?
No, just get. Where did you sit? Hey, have a good weekend, Josh.
Facebook message. Mm-hmm.
I don't have anything coming in from you on Facebook.
Yes,
it is. It depends on which Facebook you went to.
Well, Tracy.
There's a couple of them. I ran out of room.
You have to figure out which one it is.
I am. I'm going to try to find it. Pianki, what is your name?
Pianki Bancole, Bankole.
Pianki, I don't think.
It's on your Tracy and Friends site, Facebook. Find it. Maybe you cut off.
No, I'm here. I'm here. I'm looking.
Yeah. Tracy and Friend, you got the beige top on.
Yeah.
Messages.
Inbox.
I see what it is. You don't know how to use it.
No. I get blamed for everything. I don't know how to use all this mess. I found it. Kevin Banks. I'll give him a call.
I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll get you his email.
That would be great.
Because the lady, the Karen, she's going to take over his spot in the first of next month. So you might get both of them. Okay?
Okay.
All right. Well, you have a nice, safe weekend.
Thank you so much, Pianki. I've never been on here. I got all kinds of messages. Okay. I feel about this when I'm not busy.
Somebody on there might have told you what they think about you. You better check your messages.
Oh, Mom. Oh. I got to look at that. That's serious. Hey, Pianki, have a good one. I'll see you on Monday. God bless.
All right, bye-bye.